Okay, we're here with the chairman of BSI's committee, TCCH172. Could you possibly tell us your name and a little bit about your career to date?
Yes, my name is Dr. Michael Wolfe. I represent the College of Optometrists, and I originally trained as an optometrist, although I've had an atypical career. I taught for many years in the University of Aston on the optometry course, and then prior to that worked in the hospital service.
So, roughly how long have you been involved with the committee?
About 25 years.
That's quite a long time. Has much progressed in that time?
Oh, there have been enormous changes. When I first started, there were the equipment that we were actually standardising had been around for a long time. And today we're looking at instruments, because one of my particular specialities is in fact ophthalmic instruments, and I actually chair the committee that deals specifically with that as well. We're now standardizing instruments which hadn't even been developed and hadn't even reached the drawing board. So I think one of the really interesting things about standards work is to actually be in at the beginning of the development of concepts and ideas, and seeing them to come to fruition, and seeing how they're going to go on and develop into the instruments that we have today, and in fact, really being at the forefront of such developments.
Okay. What does your role as committee chairman entail?
Well, obviously chairing the meetings, but between meetings, actually receiving standards which are up for review, preparing in many cases applications for new work items which we think have emerged as a result of developments in the field. I'm particularly concerned and involved with safety aspects of ophthalmic instruments, and my job is to receive and give direction in terms of things that emerge from ISO or CEN, and then advise the secretary as to what particular steps and actions might need to be taken between meetings.
What, in your view, are the benefits of being involved with the committee?
I think it is having contact with and being involved with other experts, being able to get ideas which maybe we actually hadn't even thought of, but the exchange of ideas and the ability to actually have meetings of committees which are not simply talking shops, but are actually meetings where we're actually changing and developing standards, and this applies both at national level and international level as well. The ability to represent the UK, which I do, on a whole number of international committees, and actually coming into contact with experts from all over the world, and being able to influence them and actually bring to the fore the views of the UK, not only of the people who are developing instruments, but the end users. And as a clinician, I'm both an end user, but also someone who's actually been involved in the development of new instruments as well.
What has your involvement with the committee meant for your career?
Oh, I think it's brought me into the forefront of international work which would just not have happened. I, for instance, lead the UK delegation, and have done for a number of years, to ISO meetings. But in addition to that, because of my expertise, and this applies to my other colleagues as well, because of their expertise, sitting on project groups, both to update and review existing standards, but also it has brought me into a position where, in fact, I am the leader of the Light Hazards Task Group, which is a group involving international experts from all over the world who are looking at the risks associated with ophthalmic instruments, because the new light sources that have been developed actually put the eye at risk if, in fact, the amount of light coming out of it is not controlled or guidelines are not given, which enable the end user to actually be aware of the risks that might be involved in using such instruments.
How has your involvement helped you personally in your career?
Well, it has facilitated my ability to be able to give expertise and advice to others. As a result, partly of being on the International Standards Committee, I sat on the College of Optometrists Council for some 25 years, and because I was seen as the expert in this particular area, that is in standards work, first of all, it meant that I was able to have a major input, and also, as a result of that, led to my chairing a whole number of committees within my own profession, and eventually became the president of my college.
Do you think the standards you develop help your industry significantly? And if so, how exactly?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, the UK at one time had quite a large number of companies that manufactured ophthalmic instruments. With changes which occurred internationally, that number has actually reduced. We do have some major companies left. The major company is Keeler's, who manufacture and develop a whole number of ophthalmic instruments. And their involvement and my involvement and other expertise involvement in this area has enabled companies like Keeler to, in fact, produce new innovative equipment, but equipment which, in fact, is meeting the standards which have already been laid down. But the other advantage for companies like Keeler's is that, in fact, they can actually have an input at the stage at which the standards are being developed. Because one of the things that's essential is that the standards should not be of such a... They are regarded as minimum standards, but they should be standards that the industry can meet. And so... it has benefited, there's no question about it, has benefited a whole number of companies. I mean, there are many other areas, of course, in which we're involved. I'm involved with instruments, but there are other subcommittees which deal with ophthalmic lenses and frames and frame materials. There's others that deal with contact lenses, and there's a huge input here from experts in this particular area. The influence of the UK has been really quite remarkable. And then the other area is on ophthalmic implants, and this is in the development of solutions for people who've got cataracts, the replacement of the intraocular lens with an artificial lens has revolutionized the whole treatment of cataracts. When I first started, implants were basically in their infancy. Today, they are the method of choice, the norm. And the experts that we have, who actually sit on that committee, have played a really crucial part in ensuring that those appliances and those implants are safe and are going on and being developed all the time.
You mentioned that you've been involved with the committee for 25 years now. Given that experience, would you recommend others to get involved in standards development?
Oh, absolutely. I think it is the ability to actually be at the forefront of what's going on, to be able to see what might be coming on along tomorrow, the day after, and the year after, and being able to have an input to ensure that the standards which are being developed are relevant, but also being able to have an insight which, if you weren't involved in standards work, you would only know about at the point at which those particular either instruments or implants had actually come onto the market. We're actually able to see things happening before they reach that stage. So I think it's something I would recommend to anybody who actually has the expertise. The very fact that you can actually meet other people who you would not otherwise have met, and actually being able to be there at the infancy of maybe some new development is really very, very stimulating.
What's your job outside of your standards work?
Well, I originally trained as an optometrist. An optometrist is someone who actually examines the eye, who is able to determine whether a person is short-sighted, that is, they can only see at a short distance, or is long-sighted, or is having problems in terms of reading as they get older, to identify whether the person has any diseases of the eye, and to carry out all those clinical tests, and then to send that person to see another specialist if, in fact, the help and treatment the person needs goes beyond the scope of my own particular work. And we work very, very closely with other people in the field, such as ophthalmologists, whose job is really to carry out surgery on the eye and also to use treatments which are beyond the scope of an optometrist.
Dr. Michael Wolfe, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.